Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. If there's one thing our next guest says companies should have learned as a result of the pandemic, it's the importance of making an emotional connection with their customers. And he says it's not too late. Kyle Duford is agency director at The Brand Leader, and he joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. Kyle, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me.
So first of all, give us a little more information about your company.
Well, we at The Brand Leader, we're simply a branding and creative agency. So we help take businesses and brands to the next level. Sometimes we help create them, or we help businesses rebrand if it's warranted.
This emotional connection thing, is that something you've been preaching for a while, or did you learn this as well during the pandemic?
Well, a little bit of both, to be honest. I've always been saying that brands, almost number one responsibility is to connect with people. As a matter of fact, the definition of a brand is, an emotional connection that a business or service or product has with its customer or potential customers. So it's always kind of been there. But a lot of folks and brands and people who lead brands sometimes forget about it. And I think the pandemic just brought it back to the forefront as something that's really important, if not kind of incumbent upon brands to pay attention to.
All right. Well, walk us through an example then of something that happened during the pandemic that highlighted this issue.
If you can think about the people that we were with or the interactions that we had, if they're home alone, first of all, the only people they may have had contact with was maybe the UPS driver or the Amazon delivery guy or maybe the Grubhub, people or a kind neighbor or something. And so when you start thinking about the people who really just didn't have a connection with family members, I was lucky enough to have 5 of my 6 children home with my wife and I, and not too unpleasant, actually. So, but even for us, the people we engaged with were a lot of brands. We had to order something for a wedding that we could only go to over Zoom, or I'm making that up, honestly, but, things like that. And so when you talk about how you can connect with businesses, a lot of it was in this kind of dire desperation time frame for people, or where's my package, or where's my food, or I have no toilet paper, Amazon, and you need to get it to me. And so what happened was a lot of these businesses started going, wait a second, it's almost incumbent upon us as a brand to kind of have the social responsibility of working with people and working them through this, walking them through this. Our government was doing, depending on what side of the fence you were on, either a little or a lot to assuage people's feelings and concerns. And so a lot of businesses came to the forefront and kind of took our hand and walked with us through it, anyone from Netflix to UPS. So it was pretty remarkable if you think about the conversations that were being had many times were started by a business that you wear their logo. And that was pretty compelling.
Walk us through then what some tips are that you would recommend to a business who has yet to establish an emotional connection with their customers.
Well, I mean, the first thing is to listen. It's a hard thing for people. It's a hard thing for me sometimes. But if you're at the head of your business and you just listen to what your customer is going through, their concerns, understand who they are, really just kind of understand your demographic. And again, it seems kind of silly. Like, shouldn't we all be doing that from the business plan onward? But sometimes we lose sight of it. Your demographic might change. Your audience segmentation might have split differently, or the time might have changed. In this case, the pandemic. We've always done it with seasonality. We've always done it with sales or new products, but we've never really done it based on how we're feeling as a group, this kind of psychographic collective mindset, if you will. And then from there, it's really understanding how to speak to them. We talk about voice and tone a lot as a brand, and I usually define that as saying, my voice is consistent. I am who I am. People can recognize the sound of my voice, and they know what I believe in, but my tone is different. It depends on my mood or who I'm speaking with. I'm going to speak to my children differently than I'm going to speak to maybe you on this show, but I'm still the same person. And so sometimes businesses really need to just kind of understand how they're speaking to people. Is it the right appropriate tone for the situation, for the person, or whatnot? And the last thing I would say is, man, just test, learn, and repeat. So see what works, see what sticks, and then just keep going. If you can constantly have this iterative listening, adjusting your position cycle, then you're probably going to be better off as the time goes on.
Well, Kyle, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Of course, it was my pleasure.
Kyle Duford is the agency director at The Brand Leader. He joined us by phone from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to the company posted at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also hear this show again. And of course, you can find us wherever you find your podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.